flag is up, the flag is down. Smoking tires, the screaming sound of two highly tuned racing engines. And 8.5 seconds later, the parachutes pop. The sport? Drag racing. Due to literally thousands of requests, Capitol Records has once again gone to the drag strips to record some of the biggest meets ever held in Southern California. Meets where some of the greatest drivers from all over the United States have gathered to determine just who is the fastest, just which engines are the best, which tires function best, which fuels will get you there fastest and with the quickest elapsed times. Due to Capitol Records recording crews, which are among the finest in the world, we're able to present to you probably one of the most thrilling records that has ever been recorded on any form of racing. The contents of this album were recorded at several meets, ending up with one held at Pomona, California, where over 30 of the top fuel dragsters in the United States made an appearance. I see the stands are filling with people. The cars are about to start. So set yourself back and prepare once again to listen to the big sounds of the drags. On the first side of the album, we'll take you through stock cars, roadsters, coupes, and a few hot car runs. As you're listening, try to imagine yourself at the wheel of one of these highly tuned stock cars. Models that are very similar to those you drive on the street, but with one exception. The truly hot ones turn 120 miles an hour in the 11-second bracket for the quarter mile. Oh, by the way, Mom is absolutely not to drive one of these to the supermarket.
Experimentals. They're all hanging back in there. This is not the top class. Evidently, we're a little tangled up in our staging lanes, maybe. I know we have more FX cars than that. Okay, B Factory Experimental. A Ford Thunderbolt on the tower side. A Pontiac Tempest on the street side. Who's going to win this one? That must be A Factory Experimental. It couldn't be. Thunderbolt, 13.40 seconds elapsed time at 106.13 miles per hour. Pair of Fords, a 1964 model.
From San Diego. It's a
run all by himself, 15.28 seconds at 93.45 miles per hour. Now into the heat sports cars. This is the hottest sports car class. Coming out of
out there. I can't recall who that second car was. I think it was Danny on Guys.
And right behind him, you can see one of Mickey Thompson's blown Fords. And I'm losing the cars. I'm going to have to come back here towards where I'm sitting. I see the Wales, Two Ball Wales, Candies, double A gas dragster. That's the blue car out there. And it's a blown Chrysler. Way in the back here, we see Bobby Langley's single A fuel dragster. Now coming down in front of the timing tower, car number 80. We have Tony Hanna from Chula Vista at the Coletta and Hanna car, a beautiful new machine. And right across from him, looks like he's going to oppose the weekly Fox Holding Rivero car. This is the dragster parade. They will turn around at the top end, and then we're going to fire him down the drag strip. Here we have, for the double A fuel dragster, the defending champion, Big Daddy Don Garlett, the number one boy in anyone's book. Opposing him, you can see there on the street side. We don't have who's driving it, but it's a Herbert Kahn special from Anaheim, California. Supercharged Chevrolet. Now right behind him, you see Art Malone. He had a little accident yesterday with his engine. He blew the blower right off the top. And he's going to oppose the Babber Cassidy car from San Gabriel on the street side. Chrysler versus Chevrolet's on the first two rounds there. Babber and Cassidy has been down in the low eight, sometimes into the 7 seconds, so you can't count that Chevrolet out. Right behind him is the Ward Ware double A fuel car, a beautiful car. You might say the new $100,000 concept in machines. A 150-inch wheelbase. He'll be opposing the Chet Herbert Special, Zane Schubert driving a blown Chevrolet. And now right down in front of the timing tower, ladies and gentlemen, the very popular, the crazy Greek, Chris Karamassinis. And on the street side, from El Cajon, Harry Jackson will be opposing Chris Karamassinis. And here we have a pair of real hot ones. We've got the Anson and Pink car. Oh, that's the new Dunn and Valesco car, double A fuel dragster. And he will be opposing the Yackel machine on the street side. And now on the starting line is our very own Chuck Griffith at the wheel of the Pomona Valley Timing Association's Starlighter. A supercharged 392 cubic inch Chrysler puts out bunches of horsepower. Just missed qualifying, but he'll certainly be in there. And opposing him will be the bounty hunter, Connie Kalita, recently featured in Hot Rod Magazine and a top contender wherever he goes. And then right behind Connie Coletta in the yellow car there, the Perdomo Black and Greer double-A fuel dragster, the big money winner, you might say, out here on the West Coast. He's come up with more top eliminators more steadily than anyone else. And he'll be opposing the ClearSpark double-A fuel car. I'm not sure, is Ronnie Goodsell driving that machine today? Bob Smith driving the ClearSpark car. And then behind them is Tommy Ivo on the street side, very popular TV star. And on the spectator side, we have the Champion Speed Shop Supercharged Chevrolet. Once again, Chrysler versus Chevrolet. This is, without a doubt, the most tremendous array of fuel cars ever seen. I mean top fuel cars. Here on the street side, number 78, we've got Jack Williams, the president of the Bakersfield Smokers, very popular club, puts on a tremendous race in a few years, I mean in a few weeks. He's on the street side, and opposing him on the spectator side was the Mooneyham and Haverson car from Long Beach. And now in front of the timing tower, a blown Chevrolet, Scotty's Muffler, a real tremendous Chevrolet, and certainly one to be reckoned with. He'll be opposing Tommy McEwen, supercharged Chrysler. And then coming in quickly behind him is the Airline Auto Sales Special, blown Oldsmobile, Porter and Chambers. Opposing him is Terrible Tempered Ted Gattelli from Northern California. And now near the, right in front of the timing tower on the street side is the low elapsed time car of the meet, Jeep Hampshire, at the wheel of the Stellings Hampshire car. Wherever they go, they set top speeds and low ETs. A car to certainly be reckoned with. And Mike Donello, will be opposing Jeep Hampshire. He's on the spectator side, a real tough contender. And more fuel dragsters pulling out. The Orange County metal plating car, Norm Weekly driving on the street side. Against the Masters and Richter AA fuel dragster from San Jose, California. They have Bobby Vodnik, the defending national champion. He won his title in Indianapolis on gas at the wheel of the Harada Hobbs car. He'll be racing the M&R car. And now another pair of cars, the Warren Colburn Warren Chevrolet, the world's fastest Chevrolet, has turn speeds over 193 miles per hour. Opposing him is the world's fastest Oldsmobile, the Safford Gate and Radican car. Kenny Safford driving. That car has dipped into the sevens many times, over 190s. And then we have Herb Reese, blown Oldsmobile, a very quick Oldsmobile. And I'm not sure, but I think Wales Candies may be opposing him on the far side, the street side. The freight train takes the street side of the drag strip. John Peters at the wheel as he pulls up to the ready line. All is in readiness. The CDR special, the Colorado boys have got their car running real good considering the thick air we have up here. I mean down here. Up to the starting line, both cars coming slowly into the lineup light. Just about ready to go on the countdown. From Colorado at 8.85 seconds. The freight train turned a losing 8.56 seconds. Top speed 176.47 miles per hour. And the next two cars pulling out onto the track. And I believe it's Tony Nancy at the wheel of his blown Plymouth. Now this car has just about become unbeatable in the last six or eight months, I don't believe he's met defeat. The blown Plymouth, a real top contender out here. He qualified at 8.50 seconds, which brings him into the third spot. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Danny Onguys at the wheel of his supercharged Chevrolet, all the way from Honolulu. This fella can really drive. A little Chevy dragster weighs 1,050 pounds against the blown Plymouth of Tony Nancy. Nancy now taking the spectator side. Danny Onguys, very cool, driving calmly to the line on the street side. Here comes Tony Nancy out now. They're coming to the line together. The Indian all the way from Toronto, Canada, lining up Danny Onguys on the street side. And Tony Nancy now pulling slowly to the line. Both cars are just sitting there. Danny Onguys coolly waiting for Tony to get ready. Now comes down the countdown. In on who it is. Here they come, firing to the line now, folks. Pick your favorites. It's a Dodge parked car on the street side. Little Trouble, Earl Poe. He's the son of the divisional director for the National Hot Rod Association up Washington way. Incidentally, Earl's sick in bed over here at the motel. We hope him luck in getting well here real fast. Now pulling around, car number 8 on the street side is Jimmy Neck's low ET car of the event at the wheel of a supercharged Chevrolet from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This car set a new national record yesterday. Here he is, Jimmy Neck, low Chevy against Earl Bowles. trouble and a tremendous upset.